I find that I'm fascinated.
Well, hello everyone. This should be a quick one today. So, last week, Zia Youssef stood down as the Reform chairman and was replaced by this chap, Bull. I'm sure you've all seen him by now. And, Youssef described himself as a Muslim patriot. Now we've got a kind of proud gay Reform chairman who also, in his first intervention as chairman, said that immigration is the lifeblood of this country and basically sounds like any other shitlib. How has this happened? A lot of people have been wondering, like, a Reform deliberately self-sabotaging? Like, what the hell are they doing? It seems deliberate, right? I don't actually think that's happening. What I think is happening is some awful political strategy. And I'll explain what that is. So in politics, there's something known as triangulation. This is what Tony Blair did in the three elections that he won. Basically, as the Labour leader, they're the left-wing party, he tacked to the right so that he could win the centre-ground voters for whom Labour had traditionally been too left-wing or too ideological. And he was able to get people voting for Labour who usually vote for the Conservatives or for other right-wing parties or even for Lib Dems. So he was able to capture the centre-ground and even the centre-right ground and got newspapers like The Sun and the Daily... The Sun, and not the Daily... Daily Mail never supported Blair, but The Sun did. That is known as triangulation. Bill Clinton did a similar thing in America, sort of. This was called the Third Way in the 1990s. So for left-wing parties to win, because left-wing policies were generally unpopular, left-wing ideas generally aren't popular, they had to tack to the centre and to the centre-right in order to appeal to the public. Now, it has been suggested to me, and I think this is what is happening, that Reform are doing the same thing, only they're tacking to the left in order to, in order to appear not too right-wing, and therefore hope to capture the centre ground in British politics. Trouble is, while this is a viable tactic for Labour and for left-wing parties, if you're a right-wing party, it is an absolute nonsense, and I'll explain why now. This is why the strategy of Reform is failing so badly. The political class as a whole sits far to the left of where the general public are. Or to put it another way, the general public, in its default mode, is small c conservative. They're not radical. They're not socially liberal. They're not particularly economically liberal either. And so, this idea that the Labour Party would need to tack right in order to appeal to them makes sense because their actual ideologies and their actual set of beliefs are a minority position held only by a few radicals. So it made sense. It was pragmatic for Tony Blair to do this. When it comes to Reform or when it comes to right-wing parties, the general public already believe most of the stuff that they stand for. And all they need to do then is say those things and they'll get the support of the public. This is discussed, actually, in Jonathan Haidt's Righteous Mind, where he says conservatives have an absolute advantage in all elections because most people's default set of moral values are what people would describe as conservative, the six moral foundations, law and order, for example. So you can see Labour had to appeal to all of those six nodes in order to win the election. The reason it doesn't work the other way is because there is nobody to win by tacking to the left. Now, the reason that Blair was able to do this was because the left-wing parties hadn't, the left-wing voters, if let's say you're an ardent socialist or a radical or a left-wing agitator of some sort, who are you going to vote for? You're not going to vote for the Tories and you're not going to vote for the Lib Dems because the Lib Dems are also classically to the right of Labour. And also you hate the Tories, so you're going to do whatever you can to keep them out. So basically they default to voting for Labour. And that is how Blair was always able to tack right, because he could take a certain amount of his base, of the Labour base, totally for granted. And it worked for three elections in a row. Nigel Farage cannot do that. The voters on the right are not guaranteed for reform, especially if they start, you know, seeming like a shit-lib party. For one, the Tory party is still there, and the Tory party will just say, well, okay, if you guys are going to do this weird wet thing, we can tack to the right and just take all of that ground. So that's one issue that reform have. Another issue that reform have is that, how can I put this, this middle voter that they're going for doesn't actually exist, right? It doesn't, like, there is no person who is going to like reform more because they hear this new chairman saying a few wet things and because he's gay. That is not a floating voter. Anybody, like, those sorts of people aren't going to vote for, that they are already going to think, oh, well, okay, you know, I don't really like Nigel Farage. He's, you know, he's terrible. You know, anybody who already thinks like that, they're already going to vote Labour or Lib Dem. They're not going to get those voters. But the number of people who basically agree with conservative positions is much larger than that. And they would just win a guaranteed majority if they just played to the base. They're not doing that, which is why so many people now are talking about Rupert Lowe, you know, leading the Tory party and just, you know, seeing off this joke of a party, this clown show that reform has come. I think they've completely misplayed this. Whoever is giving them advice is giving them wrong advice. It's a completely untested theory, by the way. It's an untested theory. We've seen some elections where right-wing parties have tried to do this kind of triangulation to the centre and they lost. The elections against Barack Obama, for example, the Mitt Romney and the John McCain, they lost. Donald Trump, who had no such qualms about tacking to the centre and actually just, you know, ran, you know, he was called a fascist over and over and over and over again by the press, didn't moderate to the centre at all, and he won twice. And he's got more popular. Last I saw, 54% of the Americans support Donald Trump. He's only got more popular over time. So, yeah, it's just a lie. This idea, I mean, you could point to David Cameron, but New Labour were very unpopular by 2010. Two, Gordon Brown had actually stopped playing the Blair playbook and had tacked further to the left and started doing more kind of classically Labour things, which are never popular. And of course, there was the economic crisis. So David Cameron basically took it upon himself to, you know, become some sort of clone of Blair. Nobody ever wanted it. There was no clamour for it. He didn't win because of that. He won because New Labour, I mean, he didn't even win. Remember, it was a Lib Dem coalition because there was nothing else on the table. So there's no actual reason to pull this manoeuvre. It's electorally got a poor record. Cameron in 2010 did not win a majority. I just remembered that there was Nick Clegg there. Okay? Not a good strategy. Bad strategy. Trump, much better strategy. In fact, all of the populists across Europe have not done this thing of tacking to the wet centre. It's very unusual, especially at a time where the mood of the public is against the globalists. They've frankly had enough of the elite class. So to, you know, just come out and try to ape them and sound like them is nothing. I mean, whether it's deliberate or not, it is an act of self-sabotage. So, yeah, triangulation doesn't work for the right. It only works as a left-wing strategy, the Tony Blair playbook, that is. It doesn't work in reverse. Never has done. All right, that'll do. Pick up a course at the Academic Agency. Trivium, buy it now. Foundations of Shakespeare, and I'll see you next time.
If you like this video, be sure to like and subscribe. You can join the channel for thousands of hours of past shows in the archive and hundreds of videos. If you have any questions, you can leave a super chat or a super thanks, and I'll be sure to pick it up during my weekly office hours, which run every Tuesday afternoon. I also provide courses at the academic agency, which I encourage people to buy. Thousands of students now have taken the Trivium to improve their skills in writing, logic, and rhetoric. Just three of many courses available. Buy it now. But most importantly of all, friends, get out.